What to Know About the MS-13 Street Gang by Melissa Chan. Nearly two dozen people with ties to the MS-13 Street Gang were arrested Wednesday in Los Angeles as part of a long federal investigation into the violent, powerful group that authorities say has wreaked havoc across the U.S. for decades. This gang is responsible for murders, both of rival gangsters and innocent bystanders, as well as drug dealing and extortion in many communities in the Los Angeles area, acting U.S. Attorney Sandra Brown said in a statement. Federal prosecutors said Wednesday's raid dealt a critical blow to the gang since it targeted top leadership. The mass arrests come after Attorney General Jeff Sessions pledged to wipe out the gang in parts of Long Island. A recent national crackdown resulted in the arrests of more than 100 other members. Here's what to know about the El Salvador-headquartered MS-13 gang. What is it? MS-13 is short for Mara Salvatrucha, but the criminal organization is better known by its abbreviation. The group operates in at least 42 states and Washington, D.C., and boasts more than 6,000 members, according to the FBI, which has been trying to stop it for more than a decade. Most members are from El Salvador or are first-generation Salvadoran Americans. MS-13 started in Los Angeles in the late 1980s, although the group has spread toward the East Coast since then, the FBI said. What is it accused of? Federal officials say MS-13 is to blame for decades of violence and drug activity across the country. Members usually try to recruit middle and high school students, according to the FBI. MS-13 is believed to be responsible for 15 murders in Suffolk County, New York, since last year. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo blasted its members as thugs last month while announcing new initiatives to take down the group, local news outlets reported. The FBI said MS-13 members have been known to use machetes to carry out violence. The MS-13 motto is kill, rape, and control, Sessions said during an April visit to Suffolk County, according to the New York Times. What is being done? Sessions has targeted the gang as part of the Trump administration's larger crackdown on both violent crime and undocumented immigrants. Our motto is justice for victims and consequences for criminals. That's how simple it is. Prosecute them, and after they've been convicted, if they're not here lawfully, they're going to be deported, Sessions said last month during his Suffolk County visit. Sessions said he would beef up the number of prosecutors to the Eastern District of New York, while Cuomo added more than two dozen state police officers to combat the gang violence. Earlier this month, nearly 1,400 gang members and their affiliates were arrested after a six-week national crackdown on gang activity, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said. More than 100 of them were part of the MS-13, authorities said.